Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Shapiro, live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Les.
And welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Shapiro, Mile High Sports Radio, AM 1340, FM 104.7, Comcast Entertainment Television, Channel 105, 900 HD. You want to join us? Give us a call on the hotline, 303-831-1340. You can also reach us on the Burnt End Barbecue Twitter feed, at Les Shapiro, at Eric Goodman. Time now for First Bank First Take.
First Bank First Take. Send and receive money on your phone with person-to-person transfers from First Bank.
All right, let's go over some of John Elway's comments at the Combine today, all right? I mean, we already dealt with the one about, I don't like going into the draft with big needs, meaning he's going big in free agency.
I'm good with it, whatever you want to do. Let's just change the name of the show, Afternoon Drive with Shapiro and special guest.
Why are you doing this right now?
Huh?
Why are you doing this right now?
Doing what?
What you're doing.
What am I doing?
Isn't this the segment where I pose the question?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what are you doing? All right. let's deal with each of the big topics that Elway addressed today. Let's start with the quarterback situation, okay?
Okay.
He said about bringing in a veteran quarterback, we're open to anything. Translate.
Say that again?
We're open to anything. Translate.
We're open to anything?
Yeah.
He's going to explore all options. Why shouldn't he? It's a smart thing to do.
So how serious will he be if Tony Romo gets released by the Cowboys?
He's going to be serious. Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he explore all options just to see what it's going to cost?
Okay.
I think it is fair to say that Tony Romo, at the very least, is an upgrade over Simeon and Lynch. Okay?
Yeah.
Using a car analogy, what would Tony Romo be to you?
A car analogy? You know I'm not a car guy. You know that. I mean, I couldn't tell you one car from another. What are you looking for? What would Tony Romo be to me?
What can
I do? 2012 Lexus that has 75,000 miles on it, which means he's probably got another 125,000 miles.
What can I do to get you into this quarterback today? So let's call Tony Romo a Lexus. He's not a BMW. He's not a Maserati. He's not a Mercedes.
Okay.
He's a Lexus.
Okay.
Although Lexus is
a used Lexus.
Yes. Although Lexuses are dependable.
Yes,
which
they
is
are.
Ironic because Tony Romo is not. But for the point of this conversation.
Yeah. Lexuses do not break down the way Tony Romo
right.
does.
So, but just for the sake of this conversation, he is in the Lexus category. He is a second tier guy behind a Brady, a Roethlisberger, so on and so forth. I would look at Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch right now as more of a Honda or a Toyota. Is that fair?
A Honda or a Toyota.
Not great.
Those are good cars, too.
Not great cars.
Well, they're reliable.
They're good.
Yeah.
Forget about the reliability. I mean, come on. Are we going to talk about caliper covers,
too? Are we talking fuzzy dice here?
My point is.
Yeah, that's fine.
My point is.
They're not going to win any races for you.
No. My point is this. If you can get a Lexus at a really good price, wouldn't you rather have it over the Honda or the Toyota?
Is the Lexus used?
Yes.
How many miles?
Actually, it's funny. It probably has about 75,000 miles, but a ton of body damage.
SUV or sedan?
I'm going to go with the hybrid.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Just like yours.
Yeah, I like that.
I figured you would.
But
you see my point?
So are the Honda or Toyota new or used?
They're both going to be pre-owned. Now, we don't say used in this business.
Okay, so low mileage.
It's very,
very low mileage.
Very low mileage.
Although Simeon's got some hail damage.
He does.
Yeah.
Well put.
I'm taking the hybrid with the 75,000 miles on it.
Using a terrible car analogy. It's worth it to John Elway to kick the tires on Tony Romo, right?
Yeah, good.
It's worth it to kick the tires to see if you can negotiate down and get a really good price.
All right, let's do a quick minute on these next four topics.
Sure.
Three topics, okay?
Right.
Russell Okung. He was asked about Okung. The Broncos didn't exercise the option on Okung. And a reporter started the question by saying, since you've moved on from Okung, and Elway retorted, we have not moved on from Okung. And he said he plans on talking to Russell Okung more about coming back as his left tackle. Your reaction?
My reaction is, okay. We should do a car analogy. No, no, we're not. We should play a game. And the game is going to be, you tell me John Elway's quote, and I'll tell you what he really meant.
Well, I don't have the exact quote, except we have not moved on from Okung.
So paraphrase.
We have not moved on from Okung.
If we cannot get Andrew Whitworth, I'd be interested in talking to Okung again.
Okay, good.
That's what he meant.
Would you be happy if he got Okung at the right price? Keeping in mind, there are not a lot of left tackles out there.
It depends if I can get Andrew Whitworth.
Okay.
Because Andrew Whitworth, even at 35, is an upgrade.
If you can't get Whitworth, are you going back to Okung?
You have to. What are you going to go after, Ryan Clady?
Well, you can draft somebody to play that position.
No, you can't.
That's scary.
Not with this draft, you can't.
Okay. He has not talked to DeMarcus Ware yet this offseason, but he plans to speak with D-Ware when he gets back from the combine. What's it mean?
I want to thank you for all the time you've spent with us. And I'm pretty sure we're not going to have the salary cap space to bring you back for this simple reason. We want to see what Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett could do.
What if
he's not going to shut out a Hall of Famer publicly like that?
What if he can get DeMarcus Ware for a couple million in base salary and work some incentives into the deal, you know, sacks, playing time, etc.?
No.
Still don't want him.
No, I want Shane Ray on the field. I want to see what this kid can do. He's going into his third year.
Okay.
I want to see what Shaq Barrett could do. I don't bring back DeMarcus Ware, and I like him a lot as a person, and he was a really, really good player, but he can't stay healthy. I don't bring back DeMarcus Ware if he comes back for a dollar.
Really?
Not because I don't want him back. I want to see what Shane Ray can do. It's time to play this guy. By the time we hit year three for Paxton Lynch, he better be on the field.
What if DeMarcus is okay with playing 15 snaps a game?
I want Shane Ray...
And being a backup.
I want Shane Ray on the field for the majority of snaps, and I want Shaq Barrett backing him up.
Okay.
Period.
Next topic. John said he has had conversations with Sylvester Williams and Sylvester's agent, and he plans to speak with them more. But Sly and his agent are adamant about testing the free agent market. You want Sylvester Williams back at the right price?
No. Well, at the right price, I think you can draft a guy at that position. I think there are options out there in free agency, and let Sylvester Williams test free agency. What I think would likely happen is John's not going to do what he did with Eric Decker, which was do whatever you want to do. We're not going to re-sign you.
Yeah.
What John is going to say is go test free agency. And when you see that you're really not worth much, then feel free to come crawling back to me and I'll lowball you. And that's the deal that you're probably going to have to take.
You know, a lot of this is predicated on who John can land in free agency, because we know he's not just going after offensive linemen. He's going after defensive linemen as well.
You want a high profile free. You want a really good free agent here. You want to pretty much guarantee a pretty good free agent here. Go sign Tony Romo. That's going to help a lot.
You think that's going to bring guys in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
You think Trevor Siemian is?
No, I don't think free agents get excited about Trevor Siemian, but I think they'll look at the Broncos and say, once again, just like with Peyton Manning, they're real serious about this.
Right. I would agree.
Yeah. But, you know, money does talk.
Sure. Elway likes the game of negotiating. Look what he did with Colin Kaepernick, who, by the way, is going to be available.
Good luck with that. You better not go after Colin Kaepernick. If he goes after Kaepernick, I'm picking up the phone.
And calling whom?
John.
Well, why would anything...
And saying, what the hell are you doing?
Kaepernick wasn't awful last year at all. As a matter of fact, he was better than good.
I think the word is uneven.
You're right. And maybe with Mike McCoy, it could work. Work with Tim Tebow as best as it could, right?
Isn't Colin Kaepernick just Paxton Lynch with a couple more years?
Smaller version.